There's the floppy disk and the pager, and then there are those everyday objects that are unlikely to become obsolete anytime soon. Think the zipper or the umbrella or duct tape or towels. Why do they sail through the years unchanged? Producer William Hammack ponders one such seemingly eternal object.
In their movie The Coconuts, one of the Marx brothers asked, why a duck? In the same spirit, I ask today, why a chair? Oddly, I think the Marx brothers' question might be easier to answer, but I'll give it a try. It seems, of course, that a chair is a natural response to how we bend at our ankles, knees, and hips, but it isn't at all. One thing is for certain. Our use of the chair was nurtured by our response to social, not genetic or anatomical forces. There is much evidence that people raised in a society that squats are perfectly comfortable and healthy. In fact, it's a natural thing for children to do until the chair conditions it right out of them. And there is much evidence that often it's better not to sit. For example, recumbent bikes where the rider leans back are thought safer, speedier, and more efficient. So why a chair? The chair has been around since ancient times, although never an essential part of a household. In Rome, for example, the bed was the all-purpose piece of furniture. Besides sleeping in it, a Roman would eat, read, and write on their beds. The chair made few steps forward for many centuries, even taking some steps backwards. In the 7th and 8th centuries, Arab conquerors, a desert people with no steady wood supply, replaced the chair-level ways of the pre-Islamic Middle East with floor-level seating. It wasn't until the 19th century that the chair began to dominate among furniture. The Industrial Revolution propelled the chair into our homes, partly because mass production made chairs cheaper, but also because work itself changed. Work took place at assembly lines and in offices, work often done seated in chairs. And it looks as if the chair is now unstoppable. Chairs are locked into our architecture. Windows are set in buildings such that we have to sit 18 inches off the ground, and the chair is firmly ingrained in our culture. University professors hold chairs, and we have chairmen, chairwomen, and chairpeople, and as in outgrowth, county seats, district seats, and seats on the stock exchange. In fact, the chair has become so potent a symbol of westernization that Gandhi, and more recently the Ayatollah Khomeini, were always photographed sitting on the floor rather than in a chair. Even in Japan, the chair is taking over. Many households have both rooms with the traditional mats and Western rooms with chairs. But now younger people are finding it difficult to sit on the ground, so the mat rooms are disappearing. By now, we are shaping the chair less and less, and the chair is shaping us more and more. Certainly, we sit too much, since some 30% of Americans are now obese.
William Hammack there on the everlasting power of the chair.